back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, the views of our callers. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But please do not call unless we ask for calls, because we have with us on the line Deborah Ray, and we've had, of course, her many times before, talking about her books, The ABCs of Globalism, which we carry, The ABCs of Culturalism, which we carry. And today we're going to be talking about the New Age philosophy and theology that infiltrates every aspect of our lives. And it infiltrates even many of our major churches. It influences our educational system. And most people don't even understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. But Deborah does. She's been studying this for a long time. She has degrees in both theology and education. And what else do you have your degrees in, Deborah?
Well, spiritual ministries and theology, elementary education, and special education.
So you've been a busy person, but anyway, yes, a wonderful source of information. And so why don't you just share your concerns with our listeners?
Yes, it's so good to be back with you, Dr. Stan. And I know that we're all aware that there's been a real surge in spirituality, and this according to a Gallup poll. In fact, in an article that my sister, who's a doctor of education, passed on to me, a professor from Boston University says we live in an age of exuberant religiosity. And it seems apparent by talking with many professed Christians that a good number are basically biblically illiterate. And therefore, what we have coming on board, even in the church, as you mentioned, is a smorgasbord kind of religion, and it's very, very fertile ground, has brought in the New Age movement, or the New Age mystical occultism, as Gary Call would tend to call it, occultists.
And, of course, the thing is that if you don't recognize it, if you don't know what it's all about, why, you're going to tend to embrace it. I mean, they talk about, you know, the importance of environmentalism, how we are to be custodians of the earth. God gave us the earth to look after. And so, but then the next thing you know, why, you're embracing their ideas of environmentalism and of Mother Gaia and of Mother Earth, and how we have to have a new series of government laws. Because there's no problem in the environment, then a new series of government laws won't make worse. Of course, they're going to tell you it's going to solve the problems. But it's amazing how the New Ages are all working for more government laws.
Exactly. And it's interesting. The idea is enlightenment. And that's attractive to anybody. Don't we all want to be enlightened and illumined? But what we don't understand is that it's tied in with a spiritual agenda that marries the East with the West. It's a religious pluralism. And what's going on is a worldwide coalition, and it's propelled clearly by an esoteric belief system and united by global economic and political agendas.
Could you explain to me what you mean by esoteric agenda of some sort?
Yes, we're talking about arcane or secret, that which is not known to the general public. So what has to happen is that those who find their way into Christhood or find their way into this higher state of consciousness, they go through a series of upward mobility reincarnations. That is to say, they come into deeper and deeper truths. It's as if there are concentric circles of knowledge.
And, of course, they keep talking about Christ. But they talk about not Jesus Christ, they talk about the Christ. And until you understand, until you realize that they're talking entirely differently than we are, we may seem to have a common bond, but we don't, because they worship a different God. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Deborah Ray, who has more degrees than I could shake a stick at in both theology and education and special education. But Deborah certainly has written extensively on the esoteric forces we face today, and most people don't even know what esoteric forces are, but they're secret forces that society. And if you have not got a copy of her book, The ABCs of Globalism, or The ABCs of Culturalism, two books which we carry, you need to have them, because it helps you so much to understand so much of what's going on that you're never going to learn about in the average church. You're certainly not going to read about in the books that are put forward by the controlled media. So you pick up the story there, and what is this esoteric influence that's permeating our society, Deborah?
Well, yes, it's really a pseudo-Christian spiritism and avant-garde psychology, and we see it in the mainstream more and more. Recently, I picked up a magazine on whole living by Martha Stewart, and within this magazine are all sorts of leanings towards New Age, with the inner growth and the process of rebirth and revival that lies within. And it talks about balancing energy and indulging in aromatherapy for a happy soul and self-healing with ancient techniques and sipping tea that has been sipped for thousands of years and ancient wisdom, all of these things that are clearly New Age and yet have found their way into the mainstream. And we see it also in, for example, Oprah Winfrey's work in her show. And when she has this theme of I am woman and all of these mantras of would-be adepts, she's speaking of awakening to human potential and bringing it into full bloom. And this is not by being on the potter's wheel with God molding and making us into his likeness, but rather it's an touching the inner man, the inner spirit, and discovering the godhood within each one of us. And of course, this is not a traditional Bible view. We know that God is a jealous God and there's none other but him. But in this theology, we become many gods. We become gods, demigods, gods in the
and of course, the whole idea is to go within ourselves looking for truth. If we just could get into our inner self and contact with the inner self, we'll find the truth. Well, that's not biblical at all. We're to be dependent upon our Lord Jesus Christ not to look within ourselves, because we are not the source of divinity. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah was simply talking about how we see these ideas permeating every aspect of our lives. We see Oprah Winfrey, advocating many very much New Age ideas. Why do you think she's a billionaire? We see Martha Stewart pushing many of these same ideas. Very, very popular and very, very successful and well rewarded for what she does. But of course, there is an alternative or a parallel spirituality, which is so beguiling because it promises us all sorts of things and inner peace and healing and the ability to heal ourselves. And as Deborah was saying, access to the ancient wisdom. What in heaven's name is the ancient wisdom?
Well, you've got there a hodgepodge of what came out of the Babylon. It's the ancient mysteries of Mesopotamia, and it's the sacred secret in Scripture, the sacred secret of iniquity. And it comes in the form of earth, in the form of mind control. It comes with the idea of touching a spirit guide and having light, power, and love with psychic-type healings and meditations. So the whole idea is to shift consciousness and to tap into the energy, which is the God force, or the force as we've seen it portrayed in the Star Wars concept. And these out-of-body experiences are being foisted with imagery guides upon our own children. I have a list of these buzzwords in the education sphere, and Concerned Women for America has printed out this list so that people can be aware that these are within school generated materials, and we have a huge representation of theology components within the self.
Well, now you talk about spirit guides. You know, a lot of people will tell you that it's your guardian angel. And in fact, I just got a book today, and it's a list of all occult books. You can get it at special discounts, and you can get, I think, at four or five, I don't know, a couple of dollars, among which, of course, are Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code, and then all these other books on spirit guides. Sounds pretty good, but what is a spirit guide that they're encouraging our children to come in contact with?
Not just children. Flyer from our Valley Medical Center in Kent, Washington, that has a heart fitness program that encourages adults to meet your spirit guides that are on your manifestation team, and healing and transformational power.
That really sounds pretty great, but what's the problem with it?
Well, the problem, of course, is that it dethrones God and causes us to come into a realm of stress, because to the New Age occultist, a master is considered to be enlightened or have fire in the eyes. This is a throwback to sun worship. And so what we have are adepts, or those that are seeking to higher form life, to a higher status, and master, that is, into luciferic initiation, to enter into a higher form of consciousness. And Maitreya is the world teacher, and all the major religions are to be a part of this new age. Everything but the blood of Jesus is welcome in the mindset of these people. And they have a group, the Masters of Wisdom, who with them will usher in a new world, its new one world religious system.
And of course what we hear is some of our politicians talking about the new world order. But nobody ever tells you that really has its origin in the occult. I mean, the terms were used by people like Alice Bailey, who is deeply involved in the occult. She runs an organization, or founded an organization, known as the Lucius Trust. And, of course, that's simply a takeoff of the name Lucifer, because this is all Luciferian. And, you know, when you tell people that there really are people today who worship Lucifer, you find out that an awful lot of people sort of look at you a little askance. Why, you really flipped out?
Oh, absolutely. It just seems so incredible. And I think the reason that people don't believe it is that the occultists have come in through the back door. Biblical terminology. They're using concepts that sound very good to us. It's their idea of partaking of the divine nature is not the biblical view of it. Their idea of in a new world. God has promised a new world order in the millennial rule, and it has nothing to do with this new world order, this secular ages that they're promulgating.
And of course, if you read their literature, and I take a number of publications from this, Share magazine, material from the those of you who have not yet read, brought me into a realization what this is all about. Dangers of the rain back in the early 1980s. So these, in fact, the author have a couple of her own books. She doesn't even have it anymore. Dangers of the Rainbow. Did you ever read that, Deborah?
And in fact, Constance Cumby was also that introduced me of the New Age movement. At the time I met her, I was doing on the topic of secular humanism, and I was beginning spirituality and all this, and it didn't seem to reconcile with the idea that secular humanism really advocated atheism.
Right, so how can you be an atheist and into all this other believing that there really is a God, but it's just not the God of the Bible?
Exactly, and I think what's happened, I think the strategy is that we went a Christian worldview, the Red Movement came along, there was a void in the heart of men and women that needed to be filled. There is a void that God needs to fill. Well, then New Age comes on the scene, and this is presented as the answer, while we as Christians are at the wheel. And New Age concepts because it's a longing heart, they think. But in it's to deception, and the scripture has made it very clear. Possible, even the victim by many of these concepts, and by that will be manifest.
It's our educational system today. It permeates getting into this contemplative. This is just another form of.
Yes, indeed, and the ecumenical. Let's all get along, embracing our brothers. Say there are all of that has because we're so afraid to offend, and even of homosexuality, which isn't New Age at all, but there's this idea that we cannot offend other people. That we need to allow people their voice and their ideas are just and there's a in the wake of the idea that there are no values that are true. Everything is relative. So this is what comes forth from I come up with as a
The big problem is absolute. There is a right and wrong. And relativism, that everything is relative, and your truth is as good as my Satan's lie. There is today. It is a conspiracy against God. And to talk about it, and yet if you go and pick up your concordance, your strongest conspiring, you'll find almost 30 references to see there. Good enough for us to use, isn't it?
It simply means to breathe together as in a round table, closely communicating of like mind, coming up with a strategy, and that's exactly the realm. There are those to the works of Satan mind and usurp the power last days.
And because what they want is war and disease and pestilence and hunger and millions. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of a hundred in the last 30 years since Williams Ruckles outlawed DDT. You see, there really are a horrible and painful death, and until you can understand, we're facing. And of course, right now we live in a utopia. Justice certainly will.
And of course, the idea is out of New World Order is what people have in mind, and Gorbachev himself. An international disaster of this New World Order. He was referring to radical environmentalism. Any old crisis will do. I don't think that people are made to cry out for help. Being different.
Not in the fact, or maybe the fact that Gorbachev is involved in the occult. As is Marie Strong. The three of them wrote the plan, the Earth Charter. It is the Ark of Hope, which is a Luciferian counterfeit. Ten Commandments for the world. And the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Not doing anything about it. Become part of the problem. We'll be back in just a moment here. Ray talking about what's really going on. The ABCs of globalism. Whatever you pick up this.
Along the line. pledge the Global Education Associates. I pledge parts. It's human heart. What we have is concept are a cancer in our worship to Gaia or living ecosystem whose energies need to be balanced. This whole concept of the God force or the energy for other people too, in a sense. It's all on equal footing when the Bible says that a human life is of more value than a soul. So the Lord acknowledges. But we to believe we're no better than way up some kind of a starfish, that we are the God of the universe. We are the demigods. The dichotomy of with all of life. Nation status, and yet revolves root and source from our inner God.
And of course, that's really their lie. The lie that was spoken in the Garden of Eden by the serpent, and people they look about. Because of course. Serpent's plea, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge and good, knowledge of good and wisdom and good and evil, then you is God's and you will never die. If you have knowledge, you can become as God and you will never die. And that is what they're telling people today. You can be as God.
Really, a thin line there, Dr. chapter of John, Jesus prayed to the Father one, as we are, and Scripture says us to partake of the divine nature, and that He would work within our lives and hearts to be made instant, we are created instantaneously. Heart, so to speak, and mind and thoughts and all of that, and yet over the course of time He would make us, create, fabricate us into the very likeness of God, that Christ be formed in us the hope of glory. We no longer see through a glass dimly, we are known that we would reflect the glory of God, and that's a spiritual Bible view, but God is always God and God is always separate. King of kings, Lord, there isn't any usurper, but in His great kindness.
Well, this is Dr. And the Christian belief is that in Christianity, why you look to mercy. In the occult beliefs, you become God. It is the glory. It's the whole story, you know. If you read of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you can be as God. Side, look for your source, you know, and then of course understand. And of course, how important the environment is, and how we have the environment, and have the environment, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, the environment. But it was something that was to be the husband is not to look to government; he's to do it himself. Whenever, of course, everything that the occult does. over our lives. Foundation of social. And all of these ideas that into our children in schools today. Do you?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. And it's as if the whole idea is that we want to all equal, according to Orwell, but some are more equal than. And so you have the mass who are considered of having fullest enlightenment, the fullest expertise themselves, and so enter those who are in these higher spheres of enlightenment. On the horizon. And these are the ones then that have the power underling. The world community, the world citizens. So they are considered human resources. They are not individual creations created in the image of God for His glory with all sorts of calls upon their life to fulfill the plan and purpose of God. To be plugged into a global economy in order to serve the global community.
Understand is a really dangerous concept. There is the ruling elite, the Rhodes Scholar, of course, joined the Council on Foreign Relations and these other masonry. These are all elitist groups. They are all looking, of course, so simply why we are certainly. We are basically human resources. I think that's a term. How will we use the human resources to fulfill the needs of the that? And this is the antithesis of what we're about. It's certainly the antithesis of what God wanted. We need to be not the government, but and they are really working to create a world order under a ruling elite. Single entity. It's coming so rapidly.
Exactly. Tale of all fear of terrorism and who are on and criminals, we're more and more crying out. Little boy Ryan, who climbed. He was crying out, "Somebody help the boy!" That was so cute, but that's the way we are. Somebody to help, and guess what? I'm in place among elitists to step with me will. To peace, and it's a pseudo-peace, of course, which will break structures, but they're speaking of a harmony to undermine all selfishness, which is another story.
Death. Look at this. Osama bin Laden. Koreans there. Missiles, one of them could. Or the Chinese communist. Or there could be a financial collapse and a new major epidemic. There's to be an earthquake here on the West Coast. California is to break off and go into the ocean. But don't you worry if you're in the government. To the elite, they'll take care of you, won't they? We're going to be back in just a calls here. 48927. This is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Deborah. Species and Culturalism. Do you have any?
I don't, but I am doing of with views, and I'm writing blogs right now on the stream through at womantalk.us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the New Age society today, and maybe first the stations back online. I want you to talk about the Elder Brothers, about terms people don't really understand. What are they really talking about? Because in the New Age, that makes sense.
Yes, well, the ancient religions, as I mentioned, and of it is are or part of God. And this is the belief system that underpins the Freemasonry concept and the swelling New Age secrecy. There are death to life rituals, degrees of initiation, light teeth, sworn oaths, secret symbols, counterfeit, great words, these things are a part of the fraternity. There are the walking these ancient mysteries. I love college. When I was in college, I remember and had no concept the ancient mysteries, and Christian and more not associated, I renounced my membership because even though I was not I did not want to even of evil in my life.
Amen to that. Well, I think for people who understand, there really are that we're involved in a for the souls of men. And most people what is going on. They out there, but spirits of forces like a hungry wolf simply devour the unwary. Well, this is Dr. Listeners, how they can get your articles, right?
Yes, I do have a website, DeborahRaeBooks.com, and as I mentioned before, I'm a host of a radio series of articles and blogs for access through www.womantalk.com.
All right, fine. Is that heard on radio? What shortwave or what?
It's radio in the San Francisco area and also on the internet. So we've had a very interesting response to it.
Well, now, of course, getting into the occult, are you talking about?
Well, for Woman Talk, what we do is we issues of the day that concern women and bring it by principle God's word to we're not trying to have a Bible study. Many people in the mainstream are being snockered by New Age globalism efforts, economic efforts, the education system, the psychology, religion, so to speak, by these elitists that we've been talking
about. Just these people of great wealth who are so intent about bringing about this world.
Well, it seems to me that talks about power, money, and women are major sources of temptation. And I think the power part is what's because people are, they've eaten of the fruit. They want to be God. And they have partaken of Lucifer's lie and to all that is called God. Scripture calls this wicked or evil nations, and I think that this is behind Satan's desire to destroy humankind.
Sisters today who don't even believe in Satan, don't even believe in hell or eternal punishment. I mean, they're kind of what it is has changed so much.
It's cotton candy theology. The idea is you come together, you know, you have your life, church, you have a band, you have life, you have kids and young people's events and all of that, and I don't think that's wrong. I just know that the idea of church together and worship and glorify up to edify one another in the faith, to feed upon his word, to testify, and then spirit to go out and do something in this world. It's not a soul saving. And Disney World, it's something different from what I think.
I'm afraid that's true. As it said initially, it wanted to talk a little bit about inner spirituality. Would you like to sort of develop that idea?
We do have an inner man, and our inner man needs to be in conformity with the Spirit of God. And the Lord are inside like we don't, and one day we will know as we are known. But the New Age lie, taking us inward, taking us to listening to the still small voice that isn't the voice of God. In my biblically supported that lie to us and try to think that we're something not. And this inner voice causes us then to find truth, what we truth in our hearts, and then to move on into higher consciousness, either or by meditation, whatever it takes, with the God force and be one. Alice. So it's a has some but it's a total deception and counter.
Kirstie, when you talk demons, why a lot of them are going to look at you a little bit askance, you know, and yet there really is a realm, both angels and demons, and actually, of course, they fighting really. And this is what's so hard for people to understand, that every but there is another spiritual reality there that is just equally as real, and this is where the real battle is going on today.
Yes, well, you know, the scriptures say that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Where can he know them? Because these things are spiritually discerned. On the part of God, it's a hard question. If you're really God, show me you exist. And then, as we open our hearts to God, we do discern spirit. Now, I don't life, you know, there's a life to be lived, so we take care of our physical bodies, we our purpose in the work world, raise our families and all of that, and you alluded to that the enemy is the one whom we may devour, so we want to be spiritually because the deception that is a flood of another in the past.
And of course, the reason that certainly most endeavors talking about. They don't come out there is because they don't teach it in the churches today. It's even 50 years. It is not taught today. Between these spiritual forces and the secret societies that the origin and literally of all of these secret organizations. Semi-secret organizations comes from the spiritual desire of one world government and to deify man and to create this one world ruling oligarchy.
Yeah, and it's not going to be portraying it to be. Private property is impossible. That technology is an abomination to nature. Anything that is traditional, mined and torn down, including Christian ethic, Constitution of the United States, all of these. And if there is a source of truth, if there is truth and the light, as Jesus said he was, a patchwork, a hodgepodge of murder. And the right where he wants you, because he's going to bring in the lie that I am I am somebody, and my truth is as good as anybody else's. But there you have totality. You have a rule of law that will free liberty and freedom that we take for granted, unfortunately.
And of course, people can't see the relationship. Of course, one of the biggest problems, and that's what certainly differs both the English. Introduction into this other world. It's there, and there are people who serve the other side. Many times are in key positions in government, in law, in STEM foundations, in our corporations, and yes, even in our churches. 2-4 Liberty, that's 1-4-6-4-8-2-9-5, and I think these ideas are so difficult to read the esoteric literature that you have.
Yes, but you know, I have to my about the Council on Foreign Relations and one who he reads the newspaper cover to cover.
Well, that's a real problem. That's why he doesn't know very
much. A program, including people, organizations, and it was stunning to him. Oh, they really do exist. I don't know. And it was responsible for bringing forth the European Euro and totally transforming the whole system of the world and the whole geopolitical system. How come we don't know about foreign relations? It's long in talking about the United Nations and the rest of the United Nations. Well, why don't we know these things? It's media is age occultists and who don't want us, they want to keep us in the education system as the general population, mainstream media.
Well, I know years in the conservative and patriotic movement, and that there was something, there's an X factor out there, and everybody can tell you in the conservative, you and I have about, you know, the relations and who the people are with. State Department, exempt foundations, and education, but almost a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes that was founded in the occult. So Rhodes was a Mason, his right-hand man, Lord Milton. All the people who joined him, was a theosophist, and he was one of the four original. All really came out of the occult, and the factor that no one wants to talk about. Beings from the other dimension, and motivated by them, certainly motivated by them.
Masonry, the blue Mason group, they bring in members of the community that are upright and well thought of and that would attract other men. Concept whatsoever dimension enter into.
In fact, we carry a book, seen it yet, called The Secret Mist. I think Chris goes to go Dan Brown to there in Rosslyn Chapel, and that's where you find this the secret of what this is really all about. And of course, there really is a Rosslyn Chapel, and it does Templar and the secret societies of yet. But most people do not. It carries right over into what we're doing today, and the strong Masonic influence in America, the strong occult influence of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, are all founded in the occult, and that's what nobody ever wants to tell people that. Have you noticed that, Deborah?
Exactly, and the idea is we are world honor and reverence that hold hands, we're not divided. We talk cause-mind. We believe in sustainability, collectivism, all of these things are good. But I remember the symbol of the all-seeing eye and pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, and I remember asking my dad, what on earth is that? It just struck me as being weird, you know, out of place. And yet we know from the Coptic tenets that dramatically displayed on the dollar bill, the seal is just another stepping stone that's linking these hidden mysteries of Egypt, Mesopotamia that we're talking about, to the unfolding of Aquarianism or the realization of the seek in all levels of world society, moving cyclically from the age of Pisces, where the individual is at the center of the universe, so to speak, into the age of Aquarius.
And these are really astrological signs you're speaking of, but of course that ties into this whole world occult movement, doesn't it?
People are seeking their horoscopes in droves, going to Ahmed Fayed was the personal guide to Shirley MacLaine. He's been a personal guide for Elizabeth Taylor, Henry Kissinger, Frank, and Prince when they were alive. And so it's not so that a number are moving into the spirituality of it all, and they are name throwers. You know, when you one of your events, you put that name out there because it legitimizes and attractive to people who look up to certain people in the public eye.
And of course, really, it permeates Hollywood. It permeates so much of our entertainment industry and television. Common hatred of Christianity, and that's why they will ridicule Christianity.
Exactly, and now many people have heard, of course, of the Da Vinci Code, which really skews. Not heard of Celestine Prophecy, which was shown as a premiere showing. Incidentally, as a high holy day on the satanic calendar thing. But it's written by James Red, very new age, and Red, the Global Renaissance Alliance, which was to reawaken people to infusing spiritual values into the political system. So movies like Da Vinci Code, The Indigo Child, are all meant for people to feel very comfortable.
And, of course, people get sucked into these things, of course, almost like being sucked into a vacuum without ever realizing, of course, way downward spiral of their souls. And somebody a spiritual battle of survival of Christians. My guest has been Deborah Ray. Once again, let's get your website out there and get in touch with you.
com, DEBRARAE, and I can be accessed also through womantalk.us, U.S.
Womantalk.us. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, Deborah.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dr.
Bye bye. Liberty, and it's so vitally important that our listeners understand the true nature of what we're up against. The Garden of Eden, this constant battle between God and Satan, and people say, well, that's just such a... He isn't, you see. Nimrod was a great and wise ruler who tapped and had supernatural power to unite the world. He was going to build a great... And it was going to be built so high that God ever again tried to destroy them. Of course, they could get up on the top floors. They wouldn't have to worry about it. And Strasbourg, you'll find Strasbourg meeting a place, the meeting administrative building. What is it? A replica of the Tower of They recognize what they're constituting the world that Nimrod did. In fact, after riding the beast, you see, these people believe in they just have a different interpretation of who the good guys are. And then, of course, we know that these ancient mysteries, these ancient ideas, on and permeated Egypt. Did you ever wonder how the Great Pyramid? It would be difficult today with all the cranes and things we have, and how, you know, in the primitive time, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, they were able to build those great pyramids. Well, I believe, of course, they tapped into this other. Of course, if you have actually talked to people who've been in the occult, they will tell you about their experience of levitation. I know one of our friends here who has a ministry to people who are satanically possessed, and talking about this living room, beginning to levitate out of his chair. And Chris was being done to frighten four kids around a table, a big heavy finger under the table, and then they can lift that table up. There is supernatural power that you can tap into, but you do that at the eternal damnation. It's permeated in every aspect of life down to the philosophers of Pythagoras, of the dictum of A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Didn't sit down and just come up with this. Into the ancient knowledge which Plato and Aristotle and even Alexander the Great had tapped into. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do carry our book, The ABCs of Globalism, and introduce you to the and even into the demonic spirits that and people like Alice Bailey, in any of her books, they were all channeled. Same way that the books written by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky were channeled to her by a demonic spirit, and yet Helena Petrovna Blavatsky had many, many disciples like Thomas Edison, Arthur Conan Doyle, Margaret Sanger, who formed a and many of the world's leaders were, of course, subservient to her writings. They were really demonically written. And, of course, her book, The Secret Destiny, you know, we actually quote from it, rather, darkness from the source of power that she manifested came. And she did truly have supernatural power. It is there, but you do not want to even think about accessing it. Your only thing is that you must understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in. Now, you should read these books. The ABCs of Globalism, the ABCs of Culturalism. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will introduce you into this whole other realm. It's not imaginary, it's real. And many of these people are today. We still have copies of the wonderful book written by Constance Cumby back in the early 1980s, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I don't think you're going to find any more. I don't think Constance has any plans to republish whole other dimension. And then, of course, we have a great deal of information on masonry, because masonry is one of the modern ancient mystery religions. And certainly we carry the book behind on holy alliances and against masonry of some have died under very mysterious circumstances. Unfortunately happens when you begin to expose the true forces working behind the scenes. About by calling 1-544-8927. We have a 4 tape. And of course, 2 of these. Just like the medium you see on television. Supernatural powers. And she was being trained. A psychic surgeon who was able to perform supernatural feats and to cure the incurable. And of course, we have Johanna's book as well. We have the 4 tapes with Johanna, her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to understand what this is. And then, of course, we encourage you to go to our website at www.liberty.com, where we try the realization that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we are entering very rapidly into a period of chaos and crisis. None of these things are happening accidentally. They're all. We're entering into a series of wars, and we're not going to be pulling out of the Middle East, no matter what they tell you. That, of course, story would be told in my video, Iraq, the Untold Story. Goes with that, with all of the original documents. How the Japanese, you'll see the documents from the Chicago Tribune, and I know the record because I was told by the commanding general in China at the time, Admiral Wedemeyer, that it was true. The Japanese had been trying for 6 or 7 months to surrender before Nagasaki and all those tragic people. There was no need for that, or the invasion of Iwo Jima or Okinawa. It's all laid out there in an article that was published on the very day in 1945. The peace treaty was signed, and then, of course, you want to get both the book, I should say the syllabus, and the audio tape or DVD or information is there. You just need to help us get it out. And 448927, please pray and pray for Radio Liberty.